Who is it? Come to lecture me about my poor sleeping habits again, Claude? Or have you come to try and convince me to speak with the king? His Majesty is concerned about me. Oh, yes, I am sure he is. So concerned, in fact, that he hasn't come to see me at all since our disagreement. I can practically feel the parental love all the way from here. If that is all you came here for, then you're dismissed. I have far more important matters to see to than soothing His Majesty's feelings. Of course I'm still looking for her. Did you expect me to simply give up after a day or two? Call it obsession if you want. I don't care as long as you don't stand in my way. Now if you'll excuse me, I have to finish going over the list of attendees that were at the balls. It's called the process of elimination, Claude. I know she isn't any of the women I danced with before 10 on the first night, so I'm striking them off. Unfortunately, whoever sent out these invitations deemed only the family names important, which has been infuriating, as I don't know her surname. Why did she have to be so stubborn? If she had told me, this would all be so much easier. Why are you still here, Claude? Didn't I tell you? I should give up on her? Is that so? You're married, correct? Then it is safe to assume you're in love with your spouse. Is that a fair statement, Claude? Well, in that case, I'd like you to imagine being separated from your partner for 6 years, of not knowing where they are or what has become of them. Then, one night, they suddenly reappear, only to run from you and vanish once more. Now tell me, would you simply give up searching for them? Would you sit idly by, knowing they are out there? The look on your face tells me everything I need to know. Now that you understand how I feel, there will be no more talks of giving up on finding her, understood? Good. Now you can either stay and help me, or you can leave and tell the king I will not stop until I locate my Cinderella. There's not much. All I have to go off of is her given name and the slipper she left behind. Wait a moment. The shoe. The shoe, that's it. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Claude, grab a pen and paper. I need you to write something down for me. I want you to have this spread around as a royal decree. My dearest subjects, at my birthday celebration, I found the woman I wish to make my future queen. On the night of the final ball, she left behind one of her dancing shoes. I would very much like to return it. I will be visiting the home of all the families with eligible young women until I do so. To ensure I find the right woman, I insist on allowing every woman to try the shoe on. The one it fits will be my bride. What is it? Why are you looking at me like that, Claude? Yes, I am serious about this. Do you think I'm an idiot, Claude? Surely you must, if you think the only way I will be able to tell my true love apart from every other person out there is if they fit in the shoe she left behind. The shoe gets us through the door, that's it. It will excite the public, which will in turn make people much more likely to open their doors to us, even if they have something or someone to hide. I realize how desperate this plan seems, but I don't care. If it gives me a chance to find her, I'm taking it. Make the announcement. We will begin our search in a few days. That should give the news enough time to reach everyone it needs to. You're dismissed. I'm coming, my love. Please. Wait just a little longer for me. Three days of going house to house. And I still haven't found her. This is more emotionally and mentally taxing than I thought it would be. What if I can't find her? What if she doesn't want to be found by me? No. I can't think that way. I spent 6 years wishing and hoping to see her again. 6 years of inaction on my end. I won't give up on seeing her again. I will spend another 6 years searching for her if I must. I refuse to let this be the end. Even if she tells me to leave her be, I will have some sort of closure. Thank you, Claude. Yes, I'm all right. Simply tired is all. All this excitement seems to be catching up with me. I will be just fine, I assure you. I have a good feeling about this house. Yes, I know I say that every time, but it's true. Even if she is not here, it means we are one step closer to finding her. I have to believe that. Good afternoon, madam. Thank you for allowing us into your home. It is an honor and a pleasure. You're far too kind, madam. I don't wish to take up more time than necessary. I'm sure you've much better things to do than humor my foolishly romantic notions. Have you gathered all the eligible women in your household? Wonderful. Shall we proceed? Not here either. Shouldn't have gotten my hopes up. Oh, it's nothing, madam. I was merely speaking to myself. Forgive my rudeness. Who are these lovely ladies? Your daughters, I see. Well, they certainly inherited your beauty, madam. It's a pleasure to meet you both. Thank you for taking time out of your day to meet with me. This won't take long, I assure you. Claude, please bring the slipper forward. Ladies, please have a seat. Now, if you'd be so kind as to remove your shoe... Oh, goodness. What's that ruckus? Is everything all right? What on earth is... It's you. You're here. Cinderella. Are you all right? You burst through those doors like a bat out of hell. And what was that crashing sound? You broke down a door. Why would he? You were locked away. I see. Well, it's good you were able to get free, since my decree did state all eligible women who were at the ball were to be brought before me. Now I can finally return what you left behind. It was on the stairs of the palace. I promise I did not steal it, though that might not have been the worst idea. It did lead me back to you, after all. Yes, my love. I found you. I'm sorry it took me this long, but I'm here now. And I won't let you go again. Nothing will keep us apart. Just say the word, and I will make these people pay for everything they've put you through. Well, if that's what you want, then I won't do anything. We can just leave. Never look back. You are lucky, madam. My bride is a much kinder person than I am. She is the only reason I'm not ordering my guards to have you arrested for going against a royal decree. If I were you, I'd spend the rest of my life begging for her forgiveness, though I highly doubt you deserve such a thing. Our business here is finished. Claude, please see to it that all of my future bride's belongings are gathered and sent to the castle. Driver, take the long way back to the castle. I have much to discuss with my bride. Allow me to help you in, my lady. You all right, my love? You look like something is bothering you. Well, of course I intend to marry you. Unless, of course, that's not something you want. Well, I don't understand. If you want to marry me, then what's the... Not worthy of me. My heart, how could you ever think something like that? You are more worthy of my love than anyone. Don't you dare talk about yourself like that. You are not just a maid. You're not just anything. You are the love of my life. The woman I want to marry. You are kind, funny, and intelligent. And you are so much more than what those wicked people made you feel. Look at me, please. I love you. Your title or station never mattered to me. It still doesn't. Whether or not you're a lady or a maid does not change the way I feel. I will spend the rest of my life making sure you know that. I've been going mad since you left, wondering where you were, if you were safe. I never want to be apart from you again. I need to touch you, my heart. I need to prove to myself you're truly here in front of me. Lift your skirts for me and spread your legs. I'm gonna need you to be quiet. Can you do that for me, love? That's my good girl. Now put your legs over my shoulders so I can taste your pretty. Mm-hmm. The way you feel around my cock. I have so much time to make up for it, I'm not wasting a single second. Does the rhythm of the carriage make you feel good, baby? Bouncing up and down on my face. It tastes so good I could eat you out all day. I think I will someday soon. 6 years of none of this, it can add up. I can't think of a better way to spend my time than bringing you to climax over and over again. Oh, I've missed you. Why have you been hiding from me, Cinderella? I knew that shoe would fit as soon as I saw you. Oh, you make the most beautiful sounds, my heart. I can't wait to hear what sort of music you'll make once I'm inside you again. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. I have to be inside of you, my heart. Come here, my Cinderella. Straddle my lap. I want you to ride me. You feel that? You feel how hard I am for you? How eager I am to be inside you again. Yeah, grab my cock. Yeah. Just like that. Shit, my love. Oh, if you stroke me like before you even started. I need you to move your hips, my heart. Here, let me help. The carriage did the work for us, didn't it? Yeah. Ride it. Ride me, darling. That's it. We have plenty of time before we arrive back at the castle. Come with me, my heart. I want to watch as you come undone. so good, yes, yes, yes. So perfect. You're mine, and I'm never letting you go again, I promise. Still bouncing. One more squeeze. You are spectacular. What is it, my heart? You're staring at me. Of course, I can't stop smiling. I finally have you back. And this time I don't have to worry about you running off again. I don't have to worry about that, right? No need to scowl, my heart. I was just making sure. I don't think my heart could handle another vanishing act. I love you. More than I will ever be able to truly express. Though, you know, you did run off before you gave me an answer when I proposed to you, so please allow me to ask you again. Cinderella, will you do me the honor of becoming not only my wife, but my queen? I swear to devote my life to making you and our kingdom happy. I will love and adore you for as long as we both live, and for much, much longer after that. I never imagined I'd feel this happy again after my mother passed. Thank you for giving me this joy. I love you. Well, I most certainly would hope you loved me as well, but thank you for the reassurance. You're gonna make an amazing queen, my heart. The people are going to love you just as much as I do. I promise I'm not just saying that. I truly mean it. Love, there will always be people who will strive to make you feel less than. But that's not because they're right. It's because they're jealous of what you have. Don't concern yourself with what ifs. You'll only drive yourself mad. Trust me. I know. No matter what happens, no matter what people may think or say, I will always be at your side believing in you when you can't believe in yourself. I promise. We're here. Welcome to your new home, my heart. Now, are you ready to meet my father?